Good morning, everyone. Hope you're hanging in there. So last year at this time, I was at a contemplative retreat. And on the last day, we were supposed to spend it in silence and solitude. So I remember grabbing my backpack, putting my water bottle in, journal, my notebook. And I kind of hiked this trail until I found a spot where I want to spend the entire day. Remember late in the afternoon, I pushed through some hunger and I just laid in the dirt and stared up at the blue sky. There were a couple clouds there. Then I noticed these two birds just started floating effortlessly in the sky. I remember watching them. I didn't know what kind of birds, so I like to imagine they were eagles, just so gracefully floating, dancing in the wind. Then in the distance, I heard this machine. It was the sound of a helicopter. It got louder and louder until it scared the birds away. And this ruckus of this noise that was hovering over me. I remember just noticing the contrast between the two, where the eagle was so graceful, so effortlessly dancing in the wind. And this helicopter required so much energy and noise just to like stay afloat. And so maybe the question we can ask ourselves this morning is, in our life, are we more like a helicopter where it just takes so much planning and effort and energy just to stay afloat? Or are we like an eagle, where we find the wind we can gracefully surf it? In our text this morning, God's spirit is described like the wind. We meet a religious person named Nicodemus. And Nicodemus comes from this religious structure that's kind of like the helicopter, actually. It's so rigid, there's all these rules, and it takes so much energy and institutionalism and legalism and moral policing just to keep the thing together. But to Nicodemus's credit, he has a hunger for aliveness, and he sees in Jesus an aliveness that he's curious about. And so he asks Jesus, how can I access this? And so in John 3, verse 5, Jesus says this: "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God. No one can have access to eternity now. No one can experience the peace, such deep peace, the peace of God that surpasses understanding." He says the only way you can experience that, have access to that, you have to be born of the water and the wind. Most translators translate that as spirit, but it's the same word for wind. And so this morning, I'm going to use the word breeze. I like the word breeze. So we could say this in verse 6: "What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the breeze is breezy. Do not be astonished that I say to you, you must be born anew. The breeze blows where it chooses. You hear the sound of it, but you don't know where it comes or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the breeze." And so, Vox, this morning, may we ask, may we be a people born of the breeze? So this morning is actually our 14th anniversary. So yay, happy birthday. So I want to offer you an oral history of the delightful breeze of the spirit through this little ragtag whimsical community called Vox Veni. that cool? So in 2006, an immigrant church in the suburbs of Austin, off of Breaker and Desaulniers, decided to give birth to a new community in this fast-growing city of Austin. So they approached me. I was 32 years old, idealistic, full of energy, naive, and just dumb enough to say yes. The delightful breeze of the spirit. September 10th, we held our first liturgy. We subleased from University Baptist on the Drag. And on that night, 400 people showed up, primarily Chinese American college students and John Bagwell and Matt Oakes. The delightful breeze of the spirit. Later that year, we found out on a Tuesday that we no longer had use of that space the following Sunday. And we panicked. We called theaters and churches and friends and found one of our friends had a space on Airport Boulevard in a shopping plaza on Airport Boulevard next to Quality Seafood. We went from 400 people to 100 in that move. It was terrifying. The delightful breeze of the spirit. We started working under school, serve schools in East Austin. We took over an abandoned bar where a white police officer murdered a black teenager named Kevin Brown. We cleaned up the needles and the bottles and the cockroaches, and we opened the space to the community. We almost called the space Guava House. Luckily, the community voted and we named it Space 12. The delightful breeze of the spirit. Bunch of us moved into the neighborhood and we tried to live intentionally with each other and our neighbors. My son was the first Asian student in the 50-year history of Ortega Elementary. We ran summer camps, art shows, opened our space for South By and East Austin studio tours. We hosted Skillshares, fashion shows, concerts, poetry events. We housed homeless neighbors, opened our doors for potlucks. Over the years, we made so many mistakes that I've just kind of like blocked out of my mind. We burned ourselves out, being codependent to every need that came our way. But oh, we tried and tried and tried. Delightful breeze of the spirit. We were doing it. We were surviving until we almost didn't. We fired a toxic staff member that took 25% of our community. We went from 100 to 75. I remember looking at our budget each week, thinking, I don't know if we're going to make it. It was scary. The delightful breeze of the spirit. Then out of the blue, the New York Times, the New York freaking Times, the effing New York freaking Times decides to do a story on this little ragtag whimsical community in East Austin on the front page of their Sunday paper. Without that story, I don't know if we're here today. I don't. The delightful breeze of the spirit. Then we grew and stabilized. We learned boundaries. People started having babies. There were babies everywhere. You couldn't come to a liturgy without tripping over a baby or bumping into a pregnant belly. We couldn't contain our littles in our dungeon, Space 12. There were literally littles running everywhere, running around chairs, running into poles, running down ramps. So we needed to find a bigger home. We couldn't afford anything. There was nothing. the delightful breeze of the spirit. And then in the summer of 2018, we bought a church 3 blocks from our space. Over the course of months, it was all hands on deck. We scraped ceilings and painted walls, and we painted and painted and painted. And in January of 2019, we opened the doors of Vesper, the delightful breeze of the spirit. And now we find ourselves in 2020, and it feels like the world broke, where we have a virus named COVID, and we're now forced to deal with the collective truth, hard truths that have always been there. And now they're surfacing, and we just have to sit with it. And it's hard. The collective truth of this country's racist origins, the genocide of Native communities, this country built on the backs of slaves, the white supremacy that started the police force, brutalizing our Black brothers and sisters since the beginning until now, that it just keeps going and going. We're building walls on land that was stolen. A virus named after Chinese communities that were brought over to build railroads, then oppressed, and immigration acts were passed to keep them out of the country because they were stealing our jobs and our women. This truth has always been there. It's not new. And I have to sit with it. And we're confronted with it. And our individual truths as well. The truths of our family of origin. The truth of trauma that's resurfaced. The truth of our relationships, friendships, partnerships, all coming to the forefront. And we have to sit with it. And it's hard. It's been really, really hard. And I genuinely trust that somehow, somewhere, the delightful breeze of the spirit, it's there. I don't know where, I don't know how. I have so few answers. I have so many questions, but I trust that if we can just be silent enough, if we can just be still enough and just stop talking, just stop yelling at each other and to listen, just listen, that we'll find the delightful breeze of God's spirit. That Jesus says, this breeze, it blows where it chooses. And maybe eventually we'll hear the sound of it, because we don't know where it comes or where it goes. In box, may we be a people born of the breeze, so that we can, like Isaiah says, soar on wings like eagles, so that we can run and not grow weary. We can walk and not be faint. And so Vox, this morning, we live our life like a helicopter, just taking so much energy and striving and plan just to stay afloat. Or will we grace and dance the wind like an eagle, so that we can learn to dance and fly and float on the delightful breeze of God's spirit. And so I'd like to end this morning with a very personal letter. And it's a letter coming from my heart, and it's how I'm experiencing the delightful breeze of God's spirit in my life right now. So to the community of Vox Fenniae, 14 years ago on September 10th, 2006, I started this church with the help of a small team, and we called it Vox Fenniae, Voice of Grace. And for over a decade, we created a beautiful community that learned to be present to grace that's all around us and in us. You all are deeply beautiful and grace-filled. You really are. However, along the way, in 14 years, I forgot something pretty important: to offer grace to myself. And in the last few years, I found myself in the valley of the shadow of my grief. So I want to thank you for the gift of my personal leave. I needed it. It was 8 weeks of learning to be present to grace that's always been in my life. Grace for my own healing. Grace for offering trust and empathy to myself. Grace for tending to younger wounds that surface. Grace for enjoying the image of the divine in me. Grace for the joy of all that's coming alive in my life. When I returned in August, I felt ready to be back. However, in the last few weeks, I have grounded clarity that my time at Vox is coming to an end. And I genuinely trust that this is the delightful breeze of the spirit. This is a painfully difficult and prayerful decision for me. I trust that I did the best I could over these years. I'm truly proud. I'm really proud of what we've built. And over this time, I've learned how to be a leader, a pastor, and a teacher. And I have a clear sense that in this next season, I'm called to offer grace to myself to be more than those titles, to be human, to learn how to grace this earth as myself with all of my light and my shadows. So thank you for the 14 years of grace I've experienced with you all. I pray that you all will have the grace of experiencing who God made you to be. And I hope that you will offer me that same grace. So today, on September 13th, 14 years and 3 days after the birth of Vox, this will be my last homily as your lead pastor. And so I want to leave you with these beautiful words from Rumi. And this poem is called "The Way Wings Should." What will our children do in the morning? Will they wake with their hearts wanting to play the way wings should? Will they have dreamed the needed flights and gathered the strength from the planets that all men and women need to balance the wonderful charms of the earth, so that her power and beauty does not make us forget our own? I know all about the ways of the heart, how it wants to be alive. Love so needs to love that it will endure almost anything, even abuse, just to flicker for a moment. But the sky's mouth is kind. Its song will never hurt you, for I sing those words. What will our children do in the morning if they do not see us fly? And so Vox, go and surf the delightful breeze of the spirit. And for all these years, it has always been an honor. It's mostly been a joy and sometimes a pain in the ass to be your pastor. And I love you. I do. Go and live the church. Go and surf the delightful breeze of God's spirit. So with deep love, deep, deep love and utter compassion, with grace upon grace upon grace, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Gideon. Even though that was
pre-recorded. I know it was difficult news for him to share. I acknowledge that this may be surprising news for many of you hearing this. And I wish we could be physically together at a time like this. But I would invite us just to sit and be in whatever emotions or feelings are coming up for us, whether it's sadness, grief, shock, confusion, disappointment. And whatever the discomfort is, it's appropriate for us as we process and grieve this loss and transition. We are grateful for Gideon and for the journey of the last 14 years that God has invited us to walk together through. And we truly hope and pray that the next season will be healing and restorative for him. He will be missed. And for those of you who might want to reach out to him, you can, although he has specifically requested that you not process his decision to leave with him. And for Karen, who is still a part of our community, we're grateful for her presence and care over the years for our community as well. I also want to acknowledge just how grateful I am for our leadership team, who has been through a lot in this challenging season. And they and us will continue to collectively lead us through this. We'll be assessing next steps and working towards a transition in the coming months that will support this community well. And on behalf of the pastoral team, Harmon and myself are committed to walking through this transition together with you all, and also consenting to God's invitation for this next season of Vox. You know, over the years, we've slowly built upon the value and the culture of this church community being the work of the people. It's our attempt to strive towards a healthy, interdependent rhythm of life. It's a reminder that it's not about one person or the leadership team or even church buildings, but you all are what makes this community Vox. And for that, I'm grateful for what this community has and will become. For me, the breeze of the Spirit has also come through you all, through each and every one of you. And although there's never an ideal time for a transition like this, we do welcome God's invitation to listen and discern what each of our work is as we continue this journey of faith together. And so we look forward to the Spirit's guidance and accompaniment in this next season for our community. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to the navigation team. You can email navigation@voxvenier.com.